Staying Connected, Newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, Issue 74, Summer 2019. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Summer 2019 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. 50th Anniversary Celebration Continues. The Talking Book and Braille Library's 50th anniversary at the State Library is still in full swing, and in this newsletter, we will be highlighting the years of 1990 through 2009. In the spring of 1990, work on the Capitol Mall parking structure began and would continue through spring 1991. Access to the Talking Book and Braille Library was limited during construction, but the result was a much more handicapped-accessible Capitol Mall, including increased handicap parking and remodeled entrances with ramps. And don't forget the lovely cherry blossom trees. On July 26, 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, was signed by President Bush. The law provides broad non-discrimination protections for individuals with disabilities in employment, state and local government services, including transportation, public accommodation, and telecommunications. The National Library Service produced accessible copies of ADA in Braille, cassette, and flexible disc so Talking Book and Braille Library users could read the law for themselves. In December 1995, the Talking Book and Braille Library started sending out their quarterly newsletter in a new format, email. Back then, only 29 users had email addresses, and only 19 were using them to send messages and book requests. In comparison, the Talking Book and Braille Library's email listserv now has over 2,800 addresses. It was the library's first step in adopting online tools we now take for granted. In 1997, Thomas Price of Grants Pass, Oregon, left a large portion of his estate to the Talking Book and Braille Library. His bequest was made in memory of his wife, Irene, who enjoyed talking books throughout her lifetime. Thomas's bequest made it possible to establish the Talking Book and Braille Library's endowment fund. The Irene Price Society was created to honor donors who include the Talking Book and Braille Library in their estate planning. Now the endowment fund has grown to over $2.7 million. In April 2002, Salem Mayor Mike Swaim participated in a Library of Congress campaign by declaring the 22nd Take a Talking Book Day. He presented an official proclamation to State Librarian Jim Shepke. In February of 2004, the library upgraded its computer system to the Keystone Library Automation System, or CLOS. The upgrade took a full week to complete. In August 2005, all of the library's Braille books were boxed up and shipped to the Utah State Library. The Utah State Library now serves Braille readers in Oregon, as well as a majority of other states. Clyde Mullen, the oldest and one of the longest-serving volunteers in the Talking Book and Braille Library, received the Governor's Volunteer Award in September of 2007, as well as the Governor's Statewide Outstanding Lifetime Volunteer Achievement Award in 2012. For the decades of time he had given in support of several organizations. He was repairing cassette machines and delivering Meals on Wheels for people 10-plus years his junior. 10 years ago, in 2009, Governor Kulongowski proclaimed July 1st the 40th anniversary of the Talking Book and Braille Library at the State Library of Oregon. The library received an official proclamation that is still on display at the front desk. In the next issue of Staying Connected, we will highlight 2009 through to the present, including the transition from cassettes to digital audio, and maybe give a little preview of what the future may hold for the Talking Book and Braille Library. You can also follow the hashtag Talking Book Tuesday social media campaign on the State Library's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Username @StateLibraryOR for more tidbits every week. New State Librarian. We are very pleased to introduce our new State Librarian, Jennifer Patterson. Jennifer was appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate and officially started on Monday, May 13th. She comes to the State Library of Oregon from the Edmonds Community College just north of Seattle, where she was serving as Associate Dean. She earned her bachelor's degree from the University of Northern Colorado, a master's degree in Library and Information Science from UCLA, and a master's degree in Public Administration from University of Colorado, Denver. While new to Oregon, Jennifer is very Pacific Northwest at heart, enjoying hiking in her spare time. She recently did a hike at Silver Falls State Park. Her impression? It was beautiful. Jennifer tends to read fiction, but appreciates reading books of any genre if the book grabs her interest. She's looking forward to reading The Library Book by Susan Orlean, DB 92869, which chronicles the fire that took place at the Los Angeles Public Library in 1986. Jennifer worked at the Los Angeles Public Library early in her career, so she has a particular interest in reading this book that is getting high praise. For Jennifer, the most enjoyable aspect of being state librarian so far is the opportunity to work with an amazing team of dedicated and knowledgeable staff, and to connect with a broad range of individuals we serve. She says, "I love being part of an agency that has such a positive impact." Some of you had the chance to meet Jennifer at our 50th anniversary open house, and she looks forward to connecting with and serving you in the years to come. Please join us in welcoming Jennifer Patterson to the State Library. Customer Satisfaction Survey Thank You. We here at the Talking Book and Braille Library would like to say thank you to everyone who provided feedback to us this year for our Customer Satisfaction Survey. In total, we received 484 responses, 89 from calls, 191 in print, and 204 online. Each year, we review your responses in order to determine what matters most to our users and how to best use our resources. This year, a majority of your feedback and suggestions could be distilled into the following themes: speed, simplicity, and self-service. Thankfully, our library is already on track to make major service changes to address these themes over the next year. Your feedback really does make a difference, and while we may not be able to make every change that is recommended, we are committed to being a creative and innovative library for our users. And we are genuinely touched by your support and encouragement. Your positive ratings and the kind words interspersed throughout your responses mean as much to us as we hope our books mean to you. Thank you. Bard Mobile. More and more people are using the Bard Mobile app to download books and magazines to their smart devices. Bard Mobile makes the Talking Book and Braille Library fit in your pocket so it can go with you wherever you go. There are quite a few benefits to using Bard Mobile. For starters, your own smart device is much more portable than the player we provide. You have, in essence, our entire collection of audio and braille books and magazines available almost instantly. Bard Mobile is great for trips, commutes, or other excursions, and new books are added to Bard sooner than they are available on cartridge. The Bard Mobile app is available on a variety of devices, such as iPhones, iPads, iPod Touches, Android smartphones and tablets, and Amazon Fire tablets. The app is a free download from the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, and the Amazon App Store. You do need to have a Bard account in order to log into the Bard Mobile app. In the future, Bard is hoping to become compatible with Amazon's Alexa products, simplifying the process by adding voice controls. If you are interested in setting up a Bard account, please visit our website, www.ortalkingbooks.org, and select the Downloadable Books link under the What's Available header for more information. Donor Board adds names. Several years ago, our library installed a donor board in our front office to honor donors who have contributed $10,000 or more to the Talking Book and Braille Library over their lifetime. During our 50th anniversary open house, we announced three new names that were being added to the list, and we wanted to share those names with you here in the newsletter as well. The names of those donors are Ethel Turbist, Joanne Lawson, and Larry Secor. Their names were added to the donor board on June 21st, joining the other 34 people who have been vital supporters of our library. Many of them have been longtime donors who have recently crossed the $10,000 threshold. All donations made to our library are very much appreciated, and we want to thank everyone who donates for helping us provide excellent service to our users. Catster Magazine, now available in Braille. The bi-monthly magazine Catster has been added to the list of Braille magazines offered by the National Library Service. According to its description, Catster is a pet magazine that guides cat lovers in better understanding, caring for, and enjoying cats by offering breed information, product reviews, health reports, and trusted advice. If you are interested in subscribing to Catster in Braille, please contact us at 800-452-0292 or at talkingbooks.info@state.or.us. Please note, Catster is only available in Braille. There is no audio option at this time. Reminders. If you ever get stuck listening to the new user guide on the player, the quickest way to get out of it so you can get back to listening to a book is to press and hold down the green Play Stop button until the player says Closing the User Guide. From there, you should be good to go. Be sure to double-check that the cartridge is inside the correct mailing container before returning every book. Returning an empty or mixed-up container can mean delays in receiving new books, and with the holidays coming up, it is especially important to stay on top of your book flow. Also, please fill out the returned digital player form whenever you send a player back, or contact us to let us know why you're returning it. Otherwise, we won't know if you need a new player or not. The loan period for all audiobooks is 6 weeks. Our automated computer system only sends new books when we have received books back from you. While we don't charge late fees, we do send courtesy reminders to let you know when a book has been out well past 6 weeks. Please be sure to return books in a timely fashion so other readers can enjoy them too. Thanks! Talking Books Closures. The Talking Book and Braille Library will be closed on the following holidays: September 2nd for Labor Day, November 11th for Veterans Day, and November 21st through the 22nd for Thanksgiving. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at www.ortalkingbooks.org. Contact the Talking Book and Braille Library if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.